It's no secret drinking culture has changed. A 2023 Statistics Canada study found that 2 out of every 3 Canadians aged 18 to 22 don't drink alcohol in a typical week, and more than half of all Canadians abstain entirely. It's a shift that's giving rise to new kinds of businesses, like Softer Drink on Broughton Street, one of downtown Victoria's newest storefronts. On Monday, October 20th, the shop welcomed Victoria Mayor Marianne Alto and Downtown Victoria Business Association CEO Jeff Bray for a visit marking Small Business Month. For co-owners Jonathan Morissette and Andrea Demers, the recognition was a chance to celebrate not only their store's recent opening, but also a broader cultural change toward mindful consumption. "We wanted to elevate people's expectations of not drinking," Demers told Victoria News. "We wanted to create an inviting space that would make anyone, whether they drink or not, curious to check out all of the different independent products that we sell." Softer Drink officially opened its doors in early September after a 6-month renovation, about twice as long as expected, Morissette said, but worth every delay. The couple transformed a narrow space on Broughton into a warm, copper and green tasting bar lined with orange resin stools, offering more than 200 non-alcoholic drinks sourced primarily from Canadian makers. About 75% of their products are Canadian, with 40% from BC and a quarter from Vancouver Island. "It's really nice to take the business from purely being online to the real world where we can actually have those dialogues," said Morissette, who, like Demers, has a background in cafes and the wine industry. "We love talking to people about unique products." The shop's thoughtful design hasn't gone unnoticed, as it's a finalist for the Island Design Excellence, IDEA, Awards in the Interior Design, Mixed-Use, category. The design was done by Claire Soxon of Soxon Studio. The winner of the award will be announced November 6 at the Design YYJ ceremony. For Bray, the visit was a chance to highlight how stores like Softer Drink help shape downtown Victoria's character. "Small businesses are really the heart and soul of any neighborhood, any main street, any community," he said. "Downtown Victoria has the greatest concentration of locally owned Canadian small businesses in the region, and there's no better place to support those businesses." Mayor Alto echoed that sentiment, calling small businesses the heart of the community, and praising Softer Drink for bringing something new and diverse to the city's downtown. "We can't have a thriving community without a thriving business community," she said. "This is exactly the kind of unique local business that helps our downtown continue to thrive." Jeff Bray of the Downtown Victoria Business Association and Victoria Mayor Marianne Alto stopped by the non-alcoholic storefront for a drink. Tony Trozo, Victoria News. Since opening, Morissette and Demers said they've been encouraged by the curiosity and support from the community. "People have definitely been curious, and that's kind of what we want to create," Demers said. "We just want people to feel open-minded about all of the exciting drinks that we have." While navigating the rhythms of downtown life, from fluctuating office crowds to changing shopping patterns, presents some challenges, both say they're optimistic. "It's a really exciting business landscape overall downtown," Morissette said. "The city and the DVBA have been very supportive in helping us feel comfortable and confident to establish ourselves here, and hopefully be settling in for a long time to come."